Okay, that's all for that we have slated for the 5th. If there's nothing else, we can move on to State Superintendent's Report.
All right, so I'm going to ask Dr. Shaw to come up and briefly give us an update on the Office of Research and Strategic Data Use.
Welcome, Dr. Shaw.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Thank you. Again, I'm hoping that you don't actually really need me.
No. Always a pleasure.
Updates for you, both of which are in the memo. The first is that the office now has a web presence. There's a landing page and then a more specific page on how to actually submit requests to do research with MSDE. Documents are what was presented to you, or the content of the documents, so it was presented to you at the previous board meeting, so there shouldn't be anything new there, but everything is live. The second brief update is that we had an ad hoc meeting of the External Research Review Committee, as described to you at the previous meeting, to review applications that we had gotten for external research requests prior to the formal establishment of the office. And we provisionally accepted a request from Credo at Stanford to look at the performance of charter schools in Maryland and to include Maryland charters in its national study. We need a couple of pieces of information from them, but it's very basic, such as a timeline. And they have gotten back to us already, said they're very excited to proceed and will get us those last couple technical pieces as soon as they can. Our next official window for submitting reports and submitting requests and will go on the calendar schedule now, so the meetings will not be ad hoc anymore, closes actually at the beginning of next month, and then it's every 3 months after that. That's it.
How do we advertise that, or do we advertise it, or
they come to us?
They come to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the web page is there. You could have clicked on your little thing, and it would take you right to the web page.
So just to underscore, the proposals were provisionally approved and will go forward so long as they supply the bits of information that were missing.
That's right.
Okay. But they have not yet done that.
They received their letter that said provisional approval. What they were missing was a timeline. They were missing a list and affiliations of anyone who would have access to the data. The reason that they were missing those things is because they submitted their request before we had a formal process for it. So it's a procedural request.
It's also important to note, just in retrospect, that the committee disapproved an external research request also, as well as provisionally approving the one mentioned here. So it's not a rubber stamp.
That's right. That's great. And we don't have to do it now, but board members might be interested, like in a conversation, what are the criteria by which they got passed by? It'd just be interesting,
sure,
like going over time to sort of talk about that. But thank you for your work on this and pushing it forward.
Sure. No problem. There's a rubric for the approval process that I'm happy to share with anyone who's interested.
And just so the board knows, Dr. Finn is your representative on the committee.
Well, thank you for your service.
He was kind of voluntold to do that, too.
That's great. Anything else, members? Great.
Thank you.